If you know that in the journey of today, the Lord will do something new and something marvelous for you, shout hallelujah. With the joy of the Lord, I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give Him praise. Let's worship Him for waking us up to be at His presence again this morning. Father, we thank You. Lord, we worship You. We thank You for protection. We thank You for preservation. We thank You for divine provision that we enjoy on daily basis. Glory and honor be unto Your name. Adoration be unto Your name. We give You all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus for fighting our battles for us on daily basis. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted in the name of Jesus. I want us to begin to ask God for mercy. Open your mouth and say, Lord, as I go in the journey of today, be merciful unto me. We pray for mercy for our land. We pray for mercy for our nation. Father, let Your mercy prevail in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us all our sins by Your mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, open all our closed doors in the journey of today by Your mercy in the name of Jesus. I want us to begin to plead the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. Open your mouth and begin to plead the blood. We cancel every negative dreams of the night by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, let every satanic agenda against the journey of today be cancelled now by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of today, let the blood of Jesus speak better things for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to open your Bible very quickly to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 27, the Bible says, nor give place to the devil. Nor give place to the devil. I pray in the name of Jesus that in the journey of today, the devil will not have any place in our lives. In the name of Jesus. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, the Bible says, so the great dragon was cast out. Look at that. Since the time he has been cast out of heaven, he has been looking for accommodation. I pray in the name of Jesus that the devil will not find accommodation in your life. In the name of Jesus, he is homeless. The devil is homeless. The Bible says, so that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole nation. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. So they became homeless. And look at verse 12. The latter part of verse 12, the Bible says, for the devil has come down to you having a great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Even his tenancy on earth is for a short time. So he's homeless. That's why he's looking for a place to stay. I pray in the name of Jesus that the devil will not find accommodation in our lives. He will not find accommodation in our homes. In the name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, my Father, let every place that I have given to the devil, whether ignorantly or out of illiteracy, Lord, this morning, let the place be restored back to me. Every place I have given to the devil in my life, Father, restore the place back to me by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that this morning You will restore back to us any place that we have given to the devil in our lives. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Any area we have given to the devil in our homes, Father, let it be restored back to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be restored back to us. Any area of our life that we have given to the devil ignorantly, Father, we pray that this morning You will restore it back to us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and cry unto God and say, in the name of Jesus, let every demonic spirit, every satanic power occupying any areas of my life be kicked out now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. You can cast them out. You can cast them out. They were cast out of heaven. They were cast out of heaven. I want you to open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit, every satanic spirit occupying any areas of my life, this morning I bind and I cast you out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out of my home. Get out of my career. Get out of my business. In the mighty name of Jesus. Get out of my car. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any area being occupied by the devil, this morning I bind and I cast you out. You will not have a place in my home anymore. You will not have a place in my life anymore. In the name of Jesus, we bind and we cast you out. Malima, I call that Basilica Polima Safa Judea. Lord, this morning we bind and we cast out every demonic spirit, every satanic power occupying any areas of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we refuse to give them accommodation in our lives, in our homes, in our cars, in our careers. We refuse to give you accommodation. Get out! In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Come out of your place, O God, in my life. Come and take your place in our lives. Come and take your place. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry to God and say, Lord, come and take your place. Because the devil is looking for a vacuum. A vacuum. That's why in Matthew 12, 41, 42, 43, the Bible says, when a demon is cast out, that demon will be looking for dry places. And if he cannot find a place of rest, he will come back to his former place with more fearful, more wicked demons. I want you to open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, come and have your place in my life. Holy Ghost, have your place in my home. Holy Ghost, have your place in my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, come and take your place. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Ask God to take his place in your lives. Ask God to take his place in your homes. Malima kusidi kapolia. Lord Jesus, have your place in our homes. Have your place in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your place in every areas of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. Father, Lord, this morning we pray that you will restore back to us every place that the devil has taken our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, every strangers of darkness trying to find accommodation in any areas of our life, we bind and we cast you out. In the name of Jesus, get out! In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your place in our lives. Have your place in our homes. Have your place in our heart. In the name of Jesus, and let all the glory be unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody say a louder amen. I want to say good morning to every one of us. And I'm believing God that this morning the Lord Almighty will minister unto us again as we prepare for the journey of today. One of the best way we can start our day is to start with God. Because that means God will determine the mood for the day. I want to pray for somebody. I don't know, maybe you woke up with a bad mood. I pray that before the end of this prayer meeting, your mood will be changed for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to open our Bible very quickly to the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Let's start reading from verse 1. Our focus today is going to be verse 4. We have been taking each verses every day. And today is the fourth day in our series. So we are going to be working on verse 4. But let's read from verse 1. The Bible says, and the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please, let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there. And let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, go. Then one of them said, please consent to go with your servant. And he answered, I will go. I want to pray for somebody this morning that as you go out, the Lord Almighty will go with you. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of today, God will back you up. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's why you don't need to be afraid. Because you've got God's backing. God is backing you up today. For that sister going for interview, God will back you up. He will speak through your mouth. In the name of Jesus. And look at verse 4. So he went with them. Oh my God. So he went with them. I pray the prayer again. God will go with you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there are mountains that want to stop you, if there are power that want to oppose you, the Lord will deal with them in the mighty name of Jesus. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. They cut down trees. This morning, I want to show us very briefly on what I've titled the process of building. The process of building. It takes process to build. The process of building, whether building our career, building any areas of our lives, we see from verse 4 that I want to show us by the inspiration of Holy Spirit three processes. You know, out of many other processes, I just want to show three processes that are involved in building. Number one, I want you to take note if you are writing. Number one, the first process of building is deliverance. Deliverance. How do I come to that meaning? How do I come to that point? Deliverance. Look at verse 4. I want us to read together because we are studying. The Bible says, so he went with them. Who went with them? Elisha. From the meaning of the word Elisha. Elisha means God is salvation. God is salvation. God is salvation. Another word for salvation is deliverance. The process of building, it starts from salvation. It starts from deliverance. There is no life that can be built without foundation. Without foundation. The process of building starts with salvation. Elisha means God is salvation. Oh, God is deliverance. So that's the first process in building. In Luke chapter 4, verse 27, the Bible said there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed. Or you can put it, none of them was delivered. Look at that. Except Naaman the Syrian. Remember, Naaman was a Gentile, but because of his encounter with Elisha, he became a born-again Christian. In fact, do you know when Naaman was going back to his country, the Syrian country where he came from? The Bible says he packed the sand of Jerusalem. He told Elisha, he said, let me pack the sand from here so that when I get back to my country, I can use that as a point of contact to pray to the God of Israel. Now, let me warn us about this, because sometimes when we read some things in the Bible, some of us, we make a doctrine out of it. Let's be careful. Let's be careful of some things like that. These are, you know, Naaman was an unbeliever. That is the background he came from. And from the background he came from, these are things they practiced as a Gentile. And because he was still new in faith, he hasn't have much knowledge about God. That was why he was still doing things like that. Packing sand. Some people will say, let me go to our church. I want to pack the sand of the church, and then I will sprinkle it all over my house. These are all idolatry. We need to be careful. When we are, anytime we are engaging in things like this, is witchcraft. We need to be careful. I pray God will give us understanding. But what I'm saying is, number one, when it comes to building, the process of building, the first is deliverance. Then number two, the second is submission to God. Submission to God. I see that point from the meaning of the word Jordan. I want us to go back to verse 4. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 4. The Bible says, so he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, Jordan, the meaning of Jordan is Yadeh in Hebrew. And Yadeh means descending down. Descending down. And that is talking about submission to the will of God. Submission to the will of God. We cannot build without submitting ourselves to the will of God. In fact, whatever we are building must be based on the will of God. Anything that we want to build that will last must be built on the word of God and on the will of God. If you are going to build a lasting business, a lasting relationship, it must be built in submission to the will of God. That's the meaning of Jordan. Submission. Jordan means Yadeh, which means descending down. Now, if you look at the story of the Israelites in all their journeys, for example, when they cross Jericho, the next city they conquered, or the next city they passed through, was Jordan. But before they get to Jordan, they have to go to River Jordan. River Jordan. So submission, submission. Because Jordan is located in a place that is very low. So, and even the River Jordan flow from top down, submission. Let me give us another example of that in the New Testament. Remember the story of when Jesus was baptized in Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16, you know, maybe from verse 13 to 17. The Bible says, and John the Baptist, he baptized Jesus in River Jordan. Now, when you baptize somebody, what do you do to them? You immerse them in the water. So Jesus was immersed in the water of Jordan. Submission. You know, if you cannot submit, do you know Jesus Christ? I mean, John didn't want to baptize Jesus. It takes submission. And Jesus told John, he said, you have to allow this to be done because this is the will of God and this is how we practice righteousness. Submission to the will of God. Submission. Look at that. So Jordan. So if we're going to build, we need to submit every area of our lives to the will of God. There must not be any area in our lives where we are the one deciding. We must let God decide for us. We must let God choose for us. And the only way we can achieve that is by submitting to the will of God. The number three, the thought process in building is separation. The Bible says, look at what they did when they got to Jordan. Look at what they did in verse 4. So he went with them, Elisha, which talks about deliverance. God is salvation. And they came to the Jordan. Jordan means submission. And then they cut down trees. They cut down. Now, why were they cutting down the trees? Because that is talking about separation. If you are going to build, there is need for separation. Some things we need to be cut down in our lives. Look at that. They were cutting down the trees. Because without cutting down the trees, they can't build. They cannot build. We cannot build without separation. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 9, the Bible says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down. Look at that. And thrown into the fire. Every tree that does not bear good fruit. What are the trees that we need to cut down in our life? The trees of addiction. The trees of sins. Because without us cutting down those trees, we will not be able to build. So cutting down is talking about separation from the world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, the Bible said, therefore come out from among them. Look at that. For those trees to become a beam that will be used to build, they need to be separated from the forest. They need to be cut down. Because if the tree say, I'm not going to let you cut me down, then that tree will remain in the forest where they will not be useful. Look at that. Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Look at that. Separation. We have to separate. Some of us, we need to separate for some people. Some of us, we need to separate from some lifestyle. If we are going to build something that will last in every areas of our life, separation. And that word cut down also means judgment. Sometimes God may need to judge some powers that are holding us captives, for us to be separated unto him. Some people need, you know, God need to perform judgment against some demonic spirit in our lives. In Psalm 34 verse 10, the Bible said, the face of the Lord is against those who are evil, and to cut down their remembrance from the earth. The face of the Lord. In Psalm 37 verse 9, the Bible said, the evildoers shall be cut off. The evildoers. Powers of darkness, demonic spirit, they shall be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the heart. So separation is involved in our building. If we are going to build anything that will last, I want us to go and pray. We are going to lift up our voice unto God this morning and cry unto God and say, my Father, let me be delivered from the power of sin. Let me be delivered from the power of the world. And let me be delivered from any satanic power holding me captive. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and cry to God and say, Lord, I need deliverance. Father, deliver me from the power of sin. Deliver me from any demonic spirit holding captive my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for deliverance. Open your mouth. Let there be deliverance for us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, from every satanic power holding our life captive, In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, throughout the journey of this month, help me to submit completely to your will. Look at that. When we submit to the will of God, our lives will be easier. I want us to turn it into prayer and say, Lord, in the journey of today and throughout this month, help me to submit totally to your will. Is there any one of us that is struggling with the will of God? God is asking you to do something and you are still struggling. You know the mind of God concerning that thing, but you don't want to do it. You are still arguing with the Spirit of God. You are still giving God alternatives. We need to submit. That is the way to build any areas in our lives. I want you to lift up your voice and say, my Father, help me to submit myself totally to your will. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that you help us to submit totally to your will in the journey of today and throughout this month. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for our children. Help them to submit totally to your will. We pray for every member of our family. Father, Lord, help us to submit totally to your will. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God and say, my Father, let every tree that you have not planted in my life, every tree, anything you have not planted in my life that is growing up, Father, let them be cut down. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Cry unto God to cut them down. Every tree, anything you have not planted. Sickness, God did not plant sickness in our lives. Failure is not planted by God. I want you to open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, let every tree that you have not planted in my life be cut down. Let failure be cut down. Let sickness be cut down. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let oppositions of darkness be cut down. In the name of Jesus, any demonic spirit trying to take over any areas of our lives, let them be cut down. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Any tree that you have not planted in my life, well, cut them down. Let them be cut down. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God and say, my Father, let my life be built by your grace. Let my life be built by your grace. Lord, build my career by your grace. Lord, build my children by your grace. Lord, help me to build my business. If you're a business owner, God can help you to build. If you're a professional man or a professional woman, in any areas you want God to be involved, we can engage him. Look at that. The Bible says the builder, God is the builder of all things. All things. All things. Oh my God. I want you to cry to God and say, Lord, help me to build my life by your grace. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Paul said something. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. That is, the grace of God is what helped my life to be built up. I am what I am by the grace of God. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, help me to build my marriage by your grace. Help me to build my children by your grace. Help me to build my career by your grace. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to build by your grace. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, my Father, let every house of the devil in my life be pulled down. Look at that. House of the devil, that's talking about the place where the devil has been dominating. Look at that. That's what the Bible refers to as stronghold. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, stronghold. Stronghold is any areas of our life that the devil is dominating and controlling. That is a stronghold. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, in the name of Jesus, let every house of demons, let every house of the devil in my lives, in my home, in my heart, be pulled down. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakuda basilikapa, we pull them down. In the name of Jesus, every satanic house, every house being occupied by any demonic spirit in our lives, in our hearts, in our homes, we pull them down. In the name of Jesus, let the house of the devil be pulled down. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And finally, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Holy Ghost, empower me as I go out today. In the name of Jesus, empower me to walk in dominion over every powers of darkness. Empower me to walk in dominion in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that as we go out, empower us to walk in dominion over sickness, over failure, over disappointment, over depression. In the name of Jesus, Lord, empower us to walk in dominion. In the name of Jesus, Kalima Kusini Kapolia, in the journey of today, let every closed doors be opened. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that as we go out, you will clear out every opposition on our ways. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every satanic agenda by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, empower us to do the will of God. Empower us to go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of today, we shall succeed. We shall walk in wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you for answers to our prayers. Lord, as we go, let your power and your presence go with us. Lord, do with our lives what no man can do. In the name of Jesus, I pray that as we go out today, we shall enjoy victory in every areas of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be defeated. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you help us to build by submitting to your will. Help us to build by allowing the foundation of deliverance to be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to build by separating from the things of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, let every accommodation, let every house of the devil in our lives be put down. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold of the devil, let it be scattered by fire. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way in our lives. Have your way in the journey of today. And let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus, I pray that as we go out this morning, you will protect us. For those that will be traveling from place to place, going to their place, their place of work, or going on vacation, or going on any trip, Father, let your protection be over us. In the name of Jesus, before the end of today, the goodness that we are expecting, let that goodness come. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Your blessing shall not be opposed today. In the name of Jesus, a path of destiny will locate you. Father, we pray that in the journey of today, you will grant us favor in our ways. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Till this very day.